Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with Kalani Bryan about Midwestern State softball. Softball team wrapping up a 10-game road trip this weekend as they traveled to Lubbock to take on the Lady Shaps, who they saw earlier this year, and went down to the Austin-San Antonio area for four last weekend. Four really good games. You end up winning by the run rule against St. Edward's in the first game as the bats really came to life. And Monticello Landa had five runs batted in that game. That had to be a fun game for the girls.
It was a good game. I thought we came out loose and, you know, just had fun with it, squared balls up early on. I mean, we took the pitcher out early, I think, in the first couple innings. And so it was nice to see our offense show up and see some production there and, you know, just driving in runs and having fun with it.
And really, you started to see some signs of life from the offense throughout this road trip. As we've talked about so many times already this year, it's about getting the one big hit that puts a crooked number on the board.
Yeah, I mean, starting with Cameron, I felt like we had the momentum early with Cameron. We scored early. I mean, that's kind of right now what we're doing is we're scoring early and then kind of coasting a little bit and hitting that cruise control. But, you know, we just have to be able to maintain that lead. And I was happy with the way we came out against Cameron. You know, we were able to see some signs of life within our offense. And then, you know, Oklahoma Christian, tough team. I would say probably the toughest that we've seen this year. I mean, they have good hitters throughout the lineup, 1 through 9, that can swing it. And so,
and they're pretty good in the circle too.
Yeah. And honestly, their number one we faced, I thought we saw her really well. And I think she ended up coming out of the game 1. And so, I was happy we came out game 2. I mean, swinging the bat early, scored early again. And then, you know, it was just a tough day for us, but we're learning in the losses. With St. Mary's, I felt like we played overall our best softball for two complete games.
I mean, you're in both of those games. Yes. They're both coin toss games, really.
Yeah, and, you know, we had some moments that, you know, we could have potentially scored. I think we had runners at second and third with no outs, and we end up not scoring in the 7th. And so when you give yourself a chance to be able to win games, I feel like you're doing something right. We just got to be able to piece that together.
It's kind of an interesting part of the schedule because you played Lubbock Christian just about a month ago. Are you a better softball team now than the last time you saw Lubbock Christian?
Yeah, I think that we have grown in different aspects other than just the defense and in the pitching category. Our offense has shown signs of life where, you know, we've had people step up and really start producing. Micah Riley has came into the lineup and she's done a really good job of, you know, just getting on base. She's also a kid that can come in and put some runs across the board too. So Micah has stepped in the offensive lineup. We've moved some things around, so it's going to be a different look than what Lubbock saw. But, you know, I felt like we had a really good weekend. I know the scoreboard doesn't reflect that, but I felt like we had a good weekend. Our kids just came out and played loose, and, you know, it paid off in St. Ed's game 1. But then we haven't really won game 1 yet, so now it's just piecing together, you know, going into game 2 and having that same mindset and then also having the momentum and being able to get 2 wins.
And I am curious about what the bus ride was like on the way back, because the second game of that doubleheader, you really had a chance to win it, and it just kind of slipped through your fingers.
Yeah, and it's just finishing. I mean, that's kind of our nemesis right now is, you know, we get ahead early. We've got to be able to finish games, and we haven't really been put in that situation a whole lot. I think several of those games we've trailed, and so coming back and showing that fight and that grit, but overall, I feel like we're going into Lubbock with a better mindset. We've grown a lot. You know, like I said, we're learning in the losses. There are good things that are coming out of it. I mean, we've got some freshmen that are stepping up. In the second game at St. Ed's, Chipper comes up and hits two RBI double.
Yeah.
That's huge. And again, I'm just sitting there like, that's a freshman.
You know, it's amazing how easily she has transitioned to college softball.
Yes.
I mean, from her first game, basically,
yeah,
she's fit right in.
Right.
I mean, the ceiling on her must be sky high.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for her, like, we've moved her around. She started out in the three hole, and we talked last time, we bumped her to the four. Not necessarily, I'm not looking at her as a four hole hitter. I'm just looking at her as a great contact hitter, somebody that's going to get on base. She's going to see a lot of pitches. She's going to foul pitches off. She's going to have great at bats. And
she's driving in runs.
Yes.
So,
yeah, she, you know, she's going to produce base hits and drive in runs. So, I mean, for us, we've really kind of moved some things around. I think we moved Maddie to the six hole, this weekend. And I really liked the idea of that. It put her in a good situation to be able to come up. I mean, it was like, what, bases loaded early in the game, and she
had a 3-run double, I believe.
She clears the bases, so that was exciting, and I just more good things from her.
Yeah, and there's a lot of girls in your lineup are like that, where you can start, you're starting to see the bat come to life. You mentioned Micah Riley a moment ago. I just want to put some numbers to that. She's hitting .368 in her last 9 appearances, 7 for 19. She's got her batting average close to .300 now for
yeah.
the season. And you're using her as a designated player, right?
Yes, right now she's been in the DP. And you know, she stepped into that role, and I feel like Micah has the ability to be a leadoff. I mean, she really does, but she's also a kid that we've put in the middle of the lineup, and she's drawn some walks, but also she's going to make hard contact. So really excited to see, you know, her kind of break out of that a little bit. But Tatum, I think Tatum Waller's had, you know, a really good weekend. I don't know numbers-wise what she did, but she's given us some really good looks right now in the three hole.
Yeah, for sure. And another bat that's coming to light, that we even saw this at the tail end of your last homestand, is Stewart, the catcher.
Yes.
14 for 28 in her last 11 games, 3 for 6 in the doubleheader against St. Edwards, hitting .310 for the season. She's got 6 doubles. She's also thrown out 7 base runners this year, so she's playing well both defensively and offensively for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and, you know, Maddie is so intimidating when she steps in the box, just her presence alone. She's an intimidating hitter, and when she finds contact, it's usually hard contact. But she's done a great job behind the plate. She's picked off a couple kids and then thrown kids out that try to steal on her. And so just keeping her healthy and, you know, making sure that she's able to be productive is going to be a good thing for us.
And just putting her in the lineup, having her behind home plate, probably slows down the running game some too. They're a little hesitant to run, I would think.
Yeah, and there hasn't been a whole lot of people that have tried to steal, and when they did, she's thrown them out. So we bumped her down a little bit in the lineup to see some different pitching and find some confidence there. But I mean, I would say that right now I like where our offensive lineup is at. We've, you know, been able to bring some kids in off the bench as pinch hitter situations, and it's just about finding you know, those base hits, and instead of them being as sporadic, piecing those together.
Well, I'm curious about what the process is when you're making out the lineup card and trying to figure out a batting order. What are the things that are going through your mind?
Yeah, and we've talked before, like, I'm keeping track of, you know, consistently who's leading off in an inning, who's coming up in a situation with 2 outs or bases loaded, like, you know, those different situations and who you want at the plate. And, you know, I noticed a couple of things, and I think we tweaked a couple of things from St. Mary's to St. Ed's, and it paid off for us. But overall, I mean, right now I really like where we're at as a team. Obviously we would like to see some more wins on the scoreboard, but I feel like we have matched up really well with several of the teams that we've seen and we've played. And, you know, offensively, it's just about finding contact. Teams have made the adjustment against our pitchers, and they've found hard contact, or they've hit more balls on a line. And, you know, those balls, those ground balls are getting through, and those hard line drives are getting to the fence in a gap. So we just have to continue to keep shifting our mindset to finding that hard contact, making them work, making them make plays. We got ourselves out a little bit in game 2 of St. Ed's, where, you know, we popped up and our pitch selection wasn't great at times, but overall, I mean, we were able to move some runners in bunting situations. We were able to put some stuff on offensively in certain situations, and we executed when we needed to. But we just have to – we got to piece those hits together.
One other thing that you changed at St. Ed's, and I think you did this earlier in the season too, is you pitched Kayleen the second game of the doubleheader.
Yes. Oh, and Audrey Sierra.
She pitched started, great
yes,
for you.
She started
I love how
one.
You kind of read my mind and see
yes.
where I'm going.
Yes. There's certain things sometimes that, you know, you're away for 3 days and you're not playing softball and you forget. But Audrey Sierra got her first collegiate start, came out and pitched a gem. I mean, she did phenomenal in the circle and got her first win, and that was exciting to see for her.
So does she get more time now as a starter?
Yes. I mean, I think that going into this weekend, we have the same we got the same mindset. You know, we're gonna start her and we're gonna utilize her as much as we can. Everybody, I think, at this point has is watching film and they're preparing for KK or, you know, someone else. And so Audrey hasn't had a ton of innings early on. And so, you know, if she's able to come in and do her job and get outs, that's huge for us. And then you go to a different look and you know, I think her and KK are a great offset. But Izzy Cornell always gives us something in the circle. And so Izzy came in, I don't remember. I think it was like the fifth or sixth inning for KK game two of St. Ed's.
I think it was the fifth inning. Yeah.
And so Izzy came in and, you know, she always accepts her role, whether that's a starter, whether that's a closer. She's always going to accept her role, and she came in and did her job. And, you know, defensively, we had a couple miscues, but overall, though, I mean, I feel like Izzy's always going to give us something good in the
Yeah, circle. In fact, Kaylee worked the first four innings and gave up just one run on four hits, only walked one.
Yeah.
What was your thinking about taking her out of the circle and
just
making
adjusting,
that change?
Just a different look. I mean, you know, I felt like they were making good contact. They were adjusting anywhere from usually 2 to 3 at-bats. You know, they get twice through the lineup. Good hitting teams are going to make adjustments. And so we wanted to go with Izzy and give them a different look. I actually played around with the idea of going back to KK. But, again, it's such a tough situation sometimes because it's a 2-2 ball game and it's the seventh or eighth inning and it's like, okay, you go to this kid and is it this kid's game? And so it's really, you know, a win-lose situation because ultimately, like, you want to show confidence in your pitchers, but also having a staff that really complements each other is always, you know, a good thing too.
We should also mention, for those who haven't heard, the doubleheader this weekend has been moved from Sunday to Saturday because of high winds in Lubbock. Have you ever had a game change schedule because of high wind?
I actually have. I lived in Kansas for 13 years. So I would have to say that, you know, again, it's just you never want the weather to determine the outcome of the game. And I think that with right now where we're at and Lubbock's at, I think it's a, you know, kind of a high stakes game. And I wouldn't say we're completely out of the cards on making it to postseason. I still think that we have a chance, but it would be nice if we kind of peaked right now and started getting hot. And so I'm happy with the decision. I think that the weather looks a lot better for Saturday.
No, it does look – it's still going to be windy in Lubbock on Saturday, but they're talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday, which would be no fun whatsoever.
Yeah, we are we're preparing for it today outside.
Yeah, fortunately, you're getting good weather here in Wichita Falls to prepare for Lubbock.
Yeah, the winds, I think, today are around 30 miles an hour, so.
Do you see some confidence in the girls? Do they feel what you're talking about? Do they feel internally like they're getting better? And I would think that they would go into Lubbock anxious to play this after the way you played them at home.
Yeah, I think so. I think our team is actually gelling a lot more. You know, I told you I was looking forward to being on the road
right.
because I think that you develop that team chemistry and you're on the bus, you know, you're listening to music, you're singing, you're dancing, all of those things. We actually stayed in Austin for 2 nights. And so, you know, at the hotel, there's only so much you can do. And so we were downstairs in the lobby playing games and different things like that. But I felt like we became more cohesive this weekend. And I think that only, like, helps out in the long run when you put people on the field together, and then you're cohesive and you have that team chemistry. So I feel like we got closer this weekend as a team. I wouldn't say that, you know, the demeanor is negative or we're upset with, yes, we're upset with where we're at. We weren't expecting this, but again, you know, I've had good conversations with parents, and, you know, they're just like, Coach, you're just right there. Like, you know, we're seeing good things. And I will say, shout out to the parents and the fans, because St. Mary's and St. Ed's both were home games, and we had the most people there.
I know the St. Edward's broadcaster is kind of bemoaning the fact that there was a lot of maroon and gold in
there
the seats.
We had more people in the stands at St. Mary's than they did, and then also St. Ed's. We had a ton of fans there. So shout out to the people that traveled. I know we
And you've got several parents who are – you've got players from that region of the state.
Yes. San Antonio, we walked in the hotel, and we had signs everywhere. that some of the parents had
That's
put
fantastic.
Together signs for us. They fed us that night after practice. And so, you know, we had a couple local kids in that area. And, you know, the parents took care of us. They fed us. They made sure we had everything we needed to. We had a bar on ice chest. they were there. But they traveled really well, and we had a ton of fans. But I would say overall right now, you know, we're just focusing on us and trying to continue to find good in the losses and just piece it together. And, you know, our time will come. I've talked to them about delayed gratification and how, you know, right now we're not seeing that instant result or that reward that we want to, but good things are coming. And sometimes you just have to stay the course.
Well, good luck in Lubbock, but I'm anxious for you to get back home, will be March 20th. After 26 days away from home, you'll finally be home to face Eastern New Mexico on March 20th. Coach, thanks for the time. I appreciate you doing the podcast.
Last thing, too, is we're going to have an alumni weekend. I think it's April 19th. So we'll have alumni back on campus, and we're excited to see some familiar faces and recognize them before game.
That'll be a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about that as the time gets closer. Kalani Bryan, the head coach of the Midwestern State softball team. You can follow the Mustangs at MSUMustangs.com. Flow College will have the games in Lubbock on Saturday. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.